You're listening to SBS News.
When a former London police officer was jailed over the murder of a 33-year-old woman who was walking home from a friend's house, there was widespread public outrage. The killing of Sarah Everard in March 2021 sparked public rallies where women spoke out about their fears of being alone on the streets at night. It raised serious questions about police members and the public's ability to feel protected by the force in the wake of this serious crime. Announcing Commissioner Dame Cressida Dick's departure, London Mayor Sadiq Khan says a new leader is needed in order to make changes to the force.
I am not satisfied with the Commissioner's response. On being informed of this, Dame Cressida Dick has offered her resignation, which I have accepted.
Mr. Khan says he is aware of the community's interest in officers allegedly breaking the law, and he is shocked by a report from the Independent Office for Police Conduct.
What we know is the examples of the culture aren't isolated and aren't historic. There needs to be a recognition of the scale of the challenge before you can have a solution, a prognosis for the concerns that many, many Londoners have.
The outgoing head of police, Commissioner Dick, says it is clear that the mayor is no longer confident in her leadership.
Undertaking this role, a crown appointment, as a servant of the people of London and the United Kingdom, has been the greatest honour and privilege of my life.
She expressed deep sadness and regret over her resignation, referring to the death of Sarah Everard at the hands of a police officer.
The murder of Sarah Everard and many other awful cases recently have, I know, damaged confidence in this fantastic police service. There is much to do, and I know that the Met has turned its full attention to rebuilding trust.
It's unclear who will now take up the top job at the Met, but the new chief will be expected to push ahead with significant reforms. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.